Yo! Hold on, I'll be right there.
Hey, how's it going, man? Good to see you. How you been?
Yeah, good. Yeah, you look good. I'm good too, man.
Hey, so look, here's the deal. I just wanted to thank you for stopping by. I know we all live busy lives, but you're spending some time with us. I appreciate it. You know, me and the guys, we started putting in a little bit more time, putting in a little bit more effort so that we could make a good show. And honestly, we really enjoy it. I hope you really like it. So check us out on social media. We started posting more now. And I think you're going to like what we're putting out there. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. All you got to do is just search for The Salty Show. And when you find us, you give us a follow, hit that like button, and maybe you can share some of the stuff. I really appreciate your support. All right, I got to get back to my desk. But stick around. Enjoy the show. Let me know what you think. All right? I'll check you out later.
Whatever, Karen.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, you know what that means. We at it again. What do you got for us today, Soli Soul?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Say hello to Karen for me, guys. All right, so
is she cute? Does she have friends?
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, on this episode of The Salty Show, Chick-fil-A continues to be challenged by every crazy leftist out there. This time, Kansas University faculty. They want the restaurant banned from campus because it affects the mental well-being of the students. Oh, yeah, you heard that right. All right, Creepy Joe. So, on top of the assault weapons ban that he's calling for, he is now calling for a ban on magazines that hold, and I quote, a magazine that can hold multiple bullets in them. He wants a ban.
Okay.
Isn't that the whole point of a
ban? Somebody did something. All right, next.
He needs to go rub somebody's shoulders.
Jesus. Next, some Hollywood stars are now calling for a modern-day McCarthyism. They are demanding that conservative Hollywood stars attending a Trump fundraiser be singled out and shamed by the public. All right. The Straight Pride Parade took place over the weekend, and the Boston PD had their hands full. We'll share some of the videos, man. This is
dude, did you see the list of how many Antifa people got arrested?
Beautiful. I want to see
dude, they arrested like 50 people, dude. I was going through that list. Holy shit.
All right. We'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. All right, Heidi, what you got?
All right, let's start it up with talking about some millennials.
Hey, we're talking about you, Connor.
Millennials. I don't think Connor fits into millennials.
He's a millennial. He has a vagina. He's millennial. He wears skinny jeans.
It's older than him. Mm-mm. So, yeah, he's like that Z.
The greatest generation?
Z generation, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, anyways, millennials. Okay, so apparently less about patriotism, religion, and family than previous generations.
Well, yes, that's about right.
Not
I think
surprising.
So. Yeah. Millennials don't value patriotism, family, and religion as passionately as previous generations, according to the new survey.
You know, it's funny. I actually almost put that as a topic for this week because I read the same damn article. Well, I was upset about that.
We're part of that, right? I mean, we're
on the cusp of
we're
that,
the Zennials.
Well, you are.
I missed it by
no, we're a Zennial.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we like 78, well, you're 77 or 78?
78.
Yeah. It's like 76 or 77 through 84 ish. Like, you know, when you talk to people, like they created a whole new thing for us because we grew up with old school stuff and we grew up with new school stuff. So we're like literally that generation that knows how to use a rotary phone and actually walk to somebody's house and knock on the door. And we also know how to text somebody and DM them.
Oh, okay. There you have it.
Nelson knows all about that.
Well, about that.
About that,
it's
though.
Going down on the DMs.
Oh, shoot.
Never in my life.
Mm-hmm. I sent my first DM today, though, to AT&T. About DirecTV Now, man. My cloud DVR is slow as shit.
DM.
Yeah, direct message.
Direct message.
See, mm-hmm. Anyway.
I don't.
Anyway, I did send my first
it.
DM today. I was very impressed with myself.
Good. Yeah. I am.
Wasn't a dick pic though.
All right. So what does the article say about these millennials?
So it says the values that Americans say define the national character are changing as younger generations rate patriotism, religion, and having children as less important to them than did young people two decades ago.
Antifa.
Does it say what they do care about?
Antifa.
Feelings.
Trump.
Feelings. You know, because feelings.
Safe spaces.
Yep.
I find this iron a little. Today, hard work remains at top of the list, but the shares of Americans listing the other three values have fallen substantially.
So they still value hard work.
Apparently, that's what it's saying. I'd like to know where they're finding them.
Religion and children. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that they're a fucked up generation. They're lazy. Like people actually have to like take classes. Like managers, they actually have to take classes now. How to deal with millennials in the workplace? Yeah. Seriously, that is like a course that you have to take as a manager in a lot of corporations now. How to deal with millennials in the workplace, because everything they do, their feelings get hurt. They do this, they do that. Oh, I need to take a sabbatical for a year because I need to go collect my thoughts because I'm overworked.
Yeah, that's
that's why I'm kind of, I find that ironic that that's what, one of the things that they say, because so it says patriotism being very important fell 9%, religion dropped 12%, and having children fell a whopping 16%. Yeah. Older participants still feel that patriotism is a priority, but younger people aren't as enthusiastic.
100%. We have a president that supports patriotism, where we had one that didn't support patriotism.
Sure, you have people who are supporting socialism. And,
Anyway.
Okay.
This is a fan. I would love to talk more about this, but we got to move on.
Yeah. Next. Sorry. Next time.
Oh, yeah.
One of those topics that can be discussed over and over. Court approves banning atheists from reciting opening prayers at state legislature. Humanists, and other non-theists can be barred from giving opening invocations before the Pennsylvania House.
Good.
This happened in Pennsylvania. This was an appeals court. Was it a Pennsylvania appeals court or a federal?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And it does say Pennsylvania House of Representatives. So the federal appeals court ruling on legislative prayer has alarmed secular activists who say the decision privileges people who believe in God and treats non-theists like second class citizens.
Yeah, look, there's. Yeah. So this goes back down to your previous topic. Millennials don't place emphasis on religiosity as much as the previous generations did. Look here, this is a tough one.
We can go on and on.
No, it is a tough one because of the separation of church and state, right? And it's a slippery slope when you have people who are saying, "Well, you can accept this type of religiosity, but not this kind." The reason why I support it. Ultimately, the court's decision is because non-belief or belief in nothing is not, you know what I'm saying? Like the prayer is you're asking for, you know, the tradition has been, you know, you're asking for a supreme being for assistance. And so what is a humanist asking? Who is he praying to? So it defeats the purpose of even that custom, right? And I think the court says, well, look, this has been tradition for such a long time, and now you're saying it's just a change. I don't know.
You know, it's weird. I've been anti-religion like my entire life. I won't go. I don't think I'll go back to church, but I'm like I'm an advocate now for religion, right? Not saying it's because there's a lot of messed up people out there that, you see the difference when they don't believe.
Why do you think it's good for others but not for you? How do you?
Because I'm aware.
Reconcile that.
I'm aware, and I still live by religious ideals. I just don't believe in the spiel. Mm-hmm. You know, I was born and raised Catholic. I try to stay close to the Ten Commandments, and I do believe there's a higher spirit, but in the organized sense, I don't need to, but there's a lot of lost people out there that
have no values.
They have no values. That's why I say I don't need religion, because I was raised with values, and it was based on some religion. But a lot of these kids aren't raised with any values.
And I think that's the influence that it played in the founding of the country, the history of the country, that
Christians played in the role of the development of the, of this country, of the forming of the country. I think when we start whacking away at those foundations, again, it's easy to destroy something,
right?
You know?
But that's how this, what's hard for me to your point, though, is like you asked the question, well, what are they? What are these humanists and agnostics and atheists praying to that what? They can be, I mean, cause it's, you know, as a matter of traditional practice, a petition to human wisdom and the power of science does not capture the full sense of prayer historically understood, because non-theists do not proclaim the existence of a higher power. They cannot offer religious prayer in the historical sense. So why are they upset about not being allowed to do that when,
because if we just if humanists, what? Okay. Science. So we pray to science. Science is amoral. Science does not care, right?
But it's not a prayer. Yeah. That's what I don't understand. Is like, what are pray how, to a tree? What prayer, guess, so, prayer is it that yeah, they're so
Jeremy,
upset about?
I'm curious to know what you say.
The what's the word I'm looking for? The fight against this is based on people being told that they can't do something, right? That's right. The reason why they're having a problem with it.
Yeah, so some people... So
the courts have decided that just because you believe something, right, you're not allowed to do something?
Yeah, because think about it from this way. What if tomorrow I say, hey, look, I believe in the octopus jelly god. No, and you know, and I need to pray to him. It's, you just make a mockery of the...
I think it's called
the
flying spaghetti
the
monster.
The flying spaghetti monster. There you go. That's what Jeremy uses. The flying spaghetti monster. And here I am, and I'm an advocate for this. And you know what I mean? Like, no... No,
I hear you. It's a slippery slope because, like you said, the secular church and state. But again, people need to realize this country was founded.
It's like, did you hear about that lady that swore on a Dr. Zeus? I think it was a Dr. Zeus book. Yeah, she got sworn into some office.
Green eggs and
One of Dr. Zeus. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding with you.
So instead of the Bible, she swore on the Dr. Zeus.
And again, it just makes a mockery out of the of traditions. And
that's not valid then.
No.
That's not valid because...
Well, I mean, they ruled it valid. They allowed her to...
Is there a requirement to...
That's a mockery. On top to me, that's a mockery. Right? It's like, look, dude.
Again, it's easy to destroy things, right? Yeah. Look at anything. It's hard to build something. Destroying something is easy, you know, and that's what I fear. You know, when we accept anything and everything, it says like, okay, well, you're destroying the foundations, that the moral fabric that allows the country to be successful. You know, it wasn't just these ideas of a republic in this form of government. It was also religious institutions and what they inculcated in people, right? It is to live a good life. To be good, treat others how you want to be treated. It was, again, it was these ideas that allowed for a good society to exist.
So why don't we take these good ideas, and I'm sure everybody in the room would agree that they're good ideas, and teach them to our kids in school instead of in church?
They kind of do. They, you
they
know,
used to they do used it to. In schools.
Do they?
Yeah, they're
they
not used allowed to anymore not allowed because to now you're bringing in.
Then
now
there's,
you're bringing
there's
in.
Your problem.
Yeah,
we need to introduce these morals.
I agree.
In school and
look, people are
the
having
school system's
account.
Different now, man. Come
in
on,
Texas. They started
they
doing
need
this.
To change it.
They started teaching in some places in Texas. They started teaching them, and people lost their shit because they. I'm sorry.
Teaching them morality.
Yeah. Yeah, people lost it, and they were like, "No," and they were like, "This is goes against the, you know, the idea of separation in church and state, and blah 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 blah." And people freaked out.
Do not kill is not strictly a religious aspect, right? It's a
but that's what it's tied to. It's tied to that.
It is.
Well, is it though?
Whether you like it or not, it's tied.
There is no secular
communities that have no religion at all, or other religions, whatever you want to say.
So our laws are, you know, thou shalt not kill. Okay, if thou shalt not kill, oh, well, you can't commit murder. You know what I mean? You can't kill somebody because it's a law, but it's also a religious belief for the Ten Commandments. So they basically took religious law and turned it into capital punishment, you know, capital law.
Right.
You know, no, I'm going to use the word capital.
Good,
it's probably
they're
wrong.
They're
good
moral ideas, and so our laws can reflect those.
Right.
But they don't have to come from church. They can come
from school.
You see
that word right there, though?
Well, no. Because,
you see that word right there? Hold on. Yeah. You see that word right there?
We've had this conversation before.
The word moral. What used to teach morals? Religion. Whether it was right, Islam, but, Judaism, Christianity, Catholicism, any of that. Even the spiritual, the Hinduism. Everything teaches morals. But now what everybody's saying, I don't want this and I hate this and everybody's a religious fanatic. That. and now saying abolishing it, now you're seeing a lot of immoralities going on.
I mean, well, I'm not saying banish it.
I see what you're saying. I don't even know if that's a word. I see what you're saying, but that's morality. What's happening in the world, and it's not working. So.
Yeah.
I mean, the atheist way is not working.
Atheism is not working.
Categorizing morals as being a religious aspect and just making it a societal aspect.
Unfortunately, people don't reaffirm.
It's wishful thinking, and I'll tell you why.
It's wishful thinking that people who start going back to church, because as according to her articles, they're not going to. So we have to do something. We just can't let the society deteriorate to a shithole.
Look, it's easy to destroy things, but something that has been built across thousands of years, literally 2,000 years, and has grown, and it's an institution that worked and that played a role in the founding of the country. And now we're saying, well, let's separate this little aspect from it. The thing is that you can't propagate it. It doesn't duplicate well if you remove that spiritual aspect of it. And this is just it's evident in the last 40 years. We've said, hey, we can live good, decent lives if you just got to be a good human being. But if you separate that religious aspect of it, it doesn't work. It hasn't worked.
Yeah,
has anyone tried? Centuries.
Yeah, China. Look at China. They for a very long time they haven't had religion. I mean, they're the longest communistic country, right? And look what's going on now. You know, everybody's trying to rise up, revolt, and they're getting beat up by the cops over there, and they no protections. Right. You know, yeah.
Sorry, I know we.
Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah. This one's okay because these are meaningful ones. This isn't like an alligator ate my asshole. You know what I mean?
No, these are good topics.
I like how
nights.
We cover the whole spectrum. By the way,
yes, but you see where I'm going? Like this is a good topic.
Our listeners must think that we are. What is that word?
Secular?
Okay. No.
Hey, diverse.
Bipolar.
the beginning of the week, you get headliners. Yeah, you can get your funny laughs. Yeah, and but still, alligators eating assholes on later in the week.
We're right at the mark. Did you have another one? Maybe we'll cover one more.
I guess the biggest thing going on right now in the news, and for those of us that do believe in it, let's say an extra prayer for those out there getting hammered by Dorian.
Yes.
Because
who's Dorian? Is he cute?
The Bahamas is pretty much gone. So
I heard today that it might have burned
category
a little,
3 right now.
5. No, we're full on a 5.
I thought it got downgraded.
It got downgraded.
It got downgraded. You might want to check your news.
Okay. Yeah,
you are fake.
Hold on.
No, it got downgraded.
It surged up on Melbourne, Florida. Is at 125 miles an hour wind, so it was downgraded.
Yeah. But if
it goes out in the ocean from somebody who lived it for years, it's going
to... Here's something, I want you guys' opinion on this one, because let's see what you guys think. So I saw this video of this lady who, like, the apartment complex where she's at got flooded, and the roof caved in. She's in, I don't know where she's on top of, either on a balcony or somewhere. She can't leave. And she records this video crying, saying, please pray for me. Please pray for me. I cannot leave. Da 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 da. I have my 4-year-old with me. And so now she's asking for prayer, and she's stuck in this. Now, here's my question. So, of course, every effort should be made to save her, right? I'm not saying don't. However, when you save this person, it needs to be made very clear that you were told to evacuate and you didn't.
Where was she?
I honestly don't know, but like the she's like right there where the water is up to there, so she's close to the ocean. I mean,
Samantha's in Melbourne, Florida, and I know that she was not told to evacuate.
Is she having flooding?
In her home, she's a little further inland.
When they say this whole area,
you should get the hell out of there.
This
absolutely.
Whole area, yeah. and then the water has risen, and now you're stuck there. You're putting your child in danger,
right? I have to agree with you. If you're on your own
and you're trying to and you're going to risk it, whatever. I don't care. But if you have a child with you and you're trying to risk it, I don't know. Something needs to happen. That needs to be made clear that you can't put your child at risk like that. So I don't know. It just bothered me.
Yeah.
I mean, your heart goes out to them because
sure.
I would not want to be stuck in this. I mean, you see the water. It's just like, I mean, it's taking one of the apartments already. It's
look,
like,
I mean, here's the Bahamas. It's gone. They got hit with the eye, 200 mile an hour, cat five winds.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
It's terrible, man.
So, but the people can't leave. They're stuck in an island.
Well, that's a whole, there's nowhere for them to go, right? Yeah. But to your point, though, Florida, I know a couple other people that live within a mile of Samantha packed up the dogs and went to Tampa.
Let's ask ourselves this question, though.
Well, okay? Hold on. So they went to Tampa, and now there's a storm coming up through the Gulf. He's like, shit.
But let's ask ourselves this question. When you're living in islands that are on that path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't new. This happens.
This happens every year. Yes, right. You know you're in the hurricane path.
I believe it's called hurricane season, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. You know, like some people are born there, they don't make the plan, but it's like, Jesus, why? And every year it's like, now we got to rescue people who knew damn well that this was going to happen, where they're living at, but they want to pay for the $14 million beachfront property. I'm just saying, some people, you know.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen every year. I mean,
those people don't get stuck.
My Uncle Jimmy was, you guys met him. He was hit with the Panama, the one that ripped through Panama. He lived in that house, had it paid off. He'd lived there for 40, 45 years, never, ever had. And he was on the water. And when the storm came through, it was not supposed to be what it turned into. And then all of a sudden it was, and they was like, oh, shit. So, I mean,
let me ask you this. Living here in Arizona, mm-hmm. what's something that we know we're risking by living out here?
Rattlesnakes, scorpions, boobies.
Huh? Heat stroke.
Yes.
Monsoon season.
Nah, it's not a risk.
Let's put it this way, okay? Say somebody blocks the roads that are leading here.
Right? The major highways.
The major highways.
Okay.
Yeah.
And nothing can come in and nothing can leave. You know, we know we're taking that risk that, you know, say somebody, you know, cuts the water. I mean, that is very,
you're done.
I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Like,
And so we know we're taking that risk, you know, at least we should know, right?
Sure.
I didn't know that we couldn't get out of here. We're landlocked. Get the hell out of
no,
here.
No, you know what I mean? Like, but this
should have bought Yuma.
Again, your heart goes out Yuma, to Rocky people, Point. Especially young kids who have no choice.
Right.
You know, but you're being told to evacuate. Leave. It's all over the news.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't leave. You think you're going to risk it.
So what do you do?
I don't think that's good.
So how are you supposed to, you know, if you're in the States and you can leave, you can get out well enough time. And, you know, we used to see this all the time in New York when they would say for a snowstorm, hey, you know, get your bread and milk, do all this. And people are like, fuck that. Because there'd be so many times where you do it, they hype it all up and then nothing happens.
Right. Yeah,
but then when something happens, everyone's like, oh shit. Like, this was the one, right? It's like the boy who cried wolf, right? Because meteorologists don't always get this stuff correct, right? So,
except global warming.
Well, yeah, what's the countdown on that, OAC?
I think it's
AOC.
We get
it. I mean, COA. It's,
all right.
It is what it is.
Stay dry, stay classy, America.
Yeah, be safe. Again, I hope FEMA does everything that they need to do to save those people. It's important, especially the kids out there, you know, sending a prayer for them. You know, but
yeah,
I mean, they get hit with cat threes all the time. I mean, it destroys some things, but
I think
the cat five in the Bahamas is completely different. Yeah, that
I think
you
one
just
of the
wiped
biggest
out
concerns too, though, is because it's moving so slow.
Yeah, it's going to build up and join another storm.
Even worse. Yeah.
If you live next to a volcano, you know, it's going to happen. If you live next to the San Andreas, what is it? The fault.
So, yeah. Put it this way. Everywhere, you know, everywhere in this country, everywhere in this world. There's issues.
Something. There's
so
something.
It's going to happen.
Something. Yep.
All right, Heidi. That's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's it, right? Okay, bye.
All right, now let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Why are you laughing? The gritty
nitty? She's just like, like confused.
Yeah. I wasn't confused.
Meh. All right. We get through this real quick.
Meh. All right.
What is it like this?
No, that's for point of personal privilege.
Hey. Oh, yeah. No, that's,
All right. So I know, Jeremy, you wanted to talk about food.
Well, I just wanted to give a quick little sort of PSA. You know, I think that'll be my shtick from now on. But basically, there's an article from CBS News. Basically, the headline reads, "Doctors say diet of fries and chips left teen fussy eater blind from malnutrition." So an English boy who is eating nothing but French fries, potato chips, and occasionally a piece of ham, has been left blind due to an extreme vitamin deficiency in his diet. Doctors in Britain said it is, excuse me, in a report on Tuesday. One of the doctors behind the article, basically trusty eaters. I'm sorry, trusty eaters.
Trusty
eaters? What the hell?
That's me. You better trust that I'm going to eat.
Yeah, there you go. But basically his diet
consists- Look at my belly.
His diet basically consisted of French fries from the local fish and chip shop and Pringles and occasionally okay. white right. bread.
So, okay.
And a piece
How
of ham.
Long was he eating this before
well,
this
he's,
happened?
He basically.
Oh, his life.
Yeah, for basically okay. his whole life. He's at the age of 14.
Where's
his parents should be fucking
mother.
Arrested.
Where's his yeah. mother?
She's in her safe space, I guess. I don't know.
See, this is why you need God in your life.
Right. So the 14-year-old goes to his doctor, and basically he can see peripherally, like he yeah. when he's looking like the when yeah, he's looking yeah. at something he can't see, but he can see like the peripheries and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just an FYI or a PSA to those parents out there who have quote unquote fussy eaters. Rein your shit in. Because
what's a fussy eater?
I'm a fussy eater.
So well, I actually had a where I babysat a kid that would not eat anything except for cheese pizza, and it had to be like a specific store, frozen store brand.
Ugh.
Yeah. Noodles, spaghetti noodles, just the spaghetti noodles with some butter, macaroni and cheese, and not from the Kraft macaroni and
Ooh,
cheese,
so
like
good.
The little add the water and microwave.
Yeah, Kraft macaroni and cheese is phenomenal.
And what was the other thing? There was four things, and I had to pick one of those four things to feed him. There were no fruits, no vegetables, no terrible. Normal. Everything was a like heavy sugar,
so,
carb
you
type
know,
of item.
I'll tell you, this is how it was in my house, right? My mom cooked a big meal,
yeah.
right? She's going to cook one meal.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And if you didn't eat, you got
starved.
Nothing. Then you didn't right. eat.
Right.
But guess what? You're going to starve, and the next day you're going to be like, is there anything? I will eat yeah. anything.
Yeah. Leftovers?
Yeah, the only time you had a choice is when there was leftovers. Do you want leftover potatoes or do you want leftover corn?
Yeah.
That was your
option. I did this girl who had a few kids, and her kid would be like, I don't want that. I want this.
Right.
So she's not making, so you had three kids. She's making three different meals for three different kids.
No.
And I'm like, what? How,
no,
you got to stop no, this. No, and she's no, like, no, it's fine. I don't care. And I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah. I mean, whatever.
It starts from the day that you have that child man. And you decide that you're not going to make them do what they are supposed to be doing.
No, that was me.
Eating.
That was me.
That was you? You were the fussy eater?
I was the fussy eater, but my mom would make me sit there and wait and eat. And she's like, you're not getting off this table. All right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to grab me a bowl of cereal and make it. All right, take it away. Cool. I'll go get another one. Oh, yeah. Eventually, she was just like, I can't fucking deal with it. So I just ate zero.
Well,
and that explains everything, folks.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. She would bring him his food because I'm like, well, this is what I'm making. So I tried to give him a carrot one time and he threw up. All
fuck, you know, these are population control. Yeah. Maybe, hopefully, he just disappears. Yeah.
Well, survival. If you think about it, kids like this in nature, right? If this was a herd of lions or
you'd be dead. You'd be dead. You're the gazelle. You get eaten.
Exactly.
You're done. Yeah. Okay.
Survival of the fittest. Darwin, where are you?
Yeah, whatever.
Darwin, we need you.
Yeah.
Darwin, we need you.
God needs new disciples, you know what I mean? Yeah. So there you go. You're going to go first.
All right. That was a good public service announcement.
That's my little public service announcement.
Make sure you
eat your vegetables, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, bitches.
Eat your steak.
Like Hulk Hogan.
I bet you anything, if that kid would have been on a steak diet, he would have been all right.
Oh, he would have been perfect if he was on a steak diet.
He would have started mooing. He would have grew moobs.
Nope.
Anyway. So speaking of food, fast food, my favorite place, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
Yummy.
I'm so upset about this.
Yummy.
So Kansas University faculty wants Chick-fil-A banned from campus for fears of safety of mental well-being. So a bunch of people in this college feel that...
Well, it's faculty is what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
Their faculty started the petition.
Because it believes it violates safety and inclusion because Chick-fil-A is Christian.
Explain to me how safety.
There's no excuse for that.
No, I
want to
know their logic.
Okay, the faculty council filled with extreme frustration wants America's favorite restaurant. I don't know it was America's favorite. Did you know that?
It is one of
them. Yeah,
I know it's getting very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Removed from campus for being a bastion of bigotry after KU administrators relocated a Chick-fil-A from a basement to prime real estate on campus to the Memorial Union. But worse yet, to the council, is Chick-fil-A coin toss at the start of the Jayhawks. Oh, wait a minute.
The Jayhawks football.
Wait, wow, I totally fucked that one up. But worse yet, the council is the Chick-fil-A coin toss at the start of the Jayhawks home football games.
Yeah.
They're putting a lot of money into this campus, college football, because everybody knows what pays the bills for D1 colleges, college football. So if Chick-fil-A's putting money into that, and you're going to give them what they want because they pull that money, guess what? There's no room to do your science experiments and have your safe places and everything else. You'll have to earn your check and then probably get...
So I'll tell you, this is the real reason why. And those people, they're never going to come out and say why they don't like Chick-fil-A. You know why they don't like Chick-fil-A?
Hold on, there's more. There's more. Let me finish. Hold on. The culture of Chick-fil-A fosters hate and discrimination on multiple levels. The Sexuality and Gender Diversity Faculty and Staff Council wrote in a 2-page letter accusing university leaders of being more concerned about money and corporate sponsorship than the physical, emotional, and mental well-being of marginalized and LGBTQ people. Boom. There you go. Now, to your point, please.
Tell me why. How does a Chick-fil-A on campus...
It tells you why.
...hurt?
Right here.
It doesn't.
It says it doesn't.
But the saying is because they don't like what the founder stands for.
Exactly. The president and CEO, Dan Cathy, publicly supported traditional marriage in 2012. Right. And that's where you're getting it from.
People grow the hell up.
Give me a break.
So I remember... When he came out and the news came out, because this is what liberals do. They find anybody, any rich person who owns a restaurant, who is supporting traditional family values. They come out and they single them out and they say, we need to boycott them. And I remember this is in 2012, around there. I remember. And they were trying to boycott Chick-fil-A. You know what happened? America said, give them a big middle finger to all these people. And I was one of them. I went to multiple Chick-fil-A's. I waited for hours in line just to make sure that this company did well. Now, here's the, again, when the left tries to boycott,
it backfires.
Okay? And so
it's for the wrong reasons.
I want to show. So shouldn't it matter how this company treats its employees, how this company treats its patrons, right? That's what matters.
Right.
Why do you care so much about what somebody who has an opinion who works with? Now, I want to show you this video because this is a video that this woman here. I don't know what she stands for. I don't know what she does. Okay, and this is about a year ago. Okay, she goes through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, and you guys have gone through Chick-fil-A drive-thrus, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're on point.
Yeah, they're on point.
Quickest. I've never been to a drive, and it looks like you're going to take forever. Yeah, and it's just so quick.
Well, they got a good system.
They've mastered this. Okay, right. Now,
so real quick before we show the video, as you get into this, So when people go, have you ever walked into Chick-fil-A? Maybe having a bad day, but when you walk in, everybody's so happy. Yeah. Like you can't be in a bad mood. Yeah. You walk into like Burger King, McDonald's.
You get in a bad mood.
Oh my God, I get in a bad mood.
You could be happy.
They're looking and then just like,
wait a minute. Click. You go somewhere and it makes you happy?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
I need to see this.
How can you be mad at the little old lady that waves to you and says, hi?
Road trip to Chick-fil-A. And then comes
and asks you for your tray every 5 minutes. That's when I get annoyed. But they're doing the right thing. And then when you go, they're like, hi, how's everything? Welcome to Chick-fil-A. How can I take you? I'm like, oh shit, okay, what's up?
All right.
Let me show you this video, this girl. And I think she summarizes very well. I may chop this.
Whoa, what has she done in her mouth?
She summarizes very well on why she likes Chick-fil-A. And it's a good video.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what military base these people trained at, but I'm not mad at them. You got 4 people outside with handhelds, okay, under umbrellas. You got 2 people outside the drive-thru to greet you with your food. It be ready. I was in the line 3.5 seconds. That was to order, pay, and get my food. Baby, let me tell you what kind of training they doing. They is in the military in Chick-fil-A. I'm telling you, they have some training that they're doing. And I'm proud of them. I don't understand why I go to Popeyes and I got to wait on hot chicken when all you sell is chicken. McDonald's don't ever have nothing working, and don't let me get started on Burger King. Okay? But Chick-fil-A be killing it. They have a military base that they train out of. I'm convinced. And I just appreciate the professionalism. It's hot as hell out here, but they smiling. Cheese, may I help you?
Yep.
Hello, Miss Carissa. How do you know me? Because I told the girl back there, and they communicate. Communication is the key. Fries hot. I didn't even check my bag. And if it's a mistake, then that's what I was supposed to have. That's what I'm
saying. Thank you for listening. This is great.
Y'all, but who, I feel, I'm emotional right now because who in the day we live, people don't, they don't even like their jobs like that. But these people, they are on it. They got a scholarship fund. Go in right over your condiments. They say that they give these people a scholarship fund. Take care of your people. Take care of your people, and your people will take care of you. That's the lesson today. It comes through Chick-fil-A, but this is what's real out here in these streets. I'm about to eat with gratification. I didn't mind paying for that. I didn't even mind. Swipe my card. Swipe my card, Chick-fil-A.
Swipe it twice.
Woo! I got a tear. These fries is hot. Smoke coming off of them. Look at that. I'm satisfied. I don't even need them
all. I love her personality.
Every one of them like that. Not just one. You can have it your way. You can have it your way. Thank you. I approve this message. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
No, but honestly, dude, I 300,000 views.
Let me finish this because this is what I say about her. Like, first of all, she's got a great personality. Number two, anybody who's been through Chick-fil-A drive-thru knows that everything that she said is true. You know, like you said, people smile. I mean, I emphasize this all the time. You could be having the worst day of your life.
What'd you say?
Right. But this is why character and the how you behave. And look, I had a friend of mine, and he went through some depression. He used to always say, yeah, but nobody likes me. Nobody, like depressed all the time. And I'm like, bro, did you ever sit down and think maybe your personality, your attitude should probably have like a happier countenance, and people would be like drawn to that.
Yeah,
like it's a hamster wheel, right?
Put it out there and see what comes.
Put it out there and see what happens. Have a happy countenance, and you know what? Look, that girl, she was in tears. Because no matter what bad a day you're having, and you get a smile, and you get somebody who makes you feel good, does their job really well, has pride in their work, you can impact people's lives. And that's why I wanted to show you that video, because you know, when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is a great video, because it's honest, you know. And you know, you have these people who hate Chick-fil-A because the owner supports traditional family values, and they're trying to get it out of business. And the more that these people do this, the more, you know, people who support these ideas, they're going to support it. And that's what Chick-fil-A is doing so well. It's the fastest growing company.
I wish they
had. It makes money so much more. No. And this is why it can never go there. It can never go public.
Yeah.
It's always got to remain privatized, because that's how they're able to take care of their people.
Yeah.
That's why. Because, you know, it's not the bottom line. It's like,
don't they let their employees?
Maybe. I don't know what their business model is.
I thought for some reason that
they're just closed on Sundays, and that's what sucks. It's good, but it sucks, because it's like, you know when, like,
even though
I crave Chick-fil-A on Sundays the most.
Especially after a nasty hangover.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? Like, even not being open on a Sunday, they're doing so well.
Yeah. Because a lot of people will support them, number one, right? If you're religious, you know, a lot of religious people will support religious businesses.
They call it the Lord's chicken.
Yeah.
You know? It's the Lord's chicken.
And it's delicious. And it's delicious. Yeah, but go there on like at work. We used to go there, the one on, you know, right down the block from here. You couldn't find a seat.
The breakfast
at 11:30.
The breakfast one that has the little mini muffins, mini biscuits and chicken.
Dude, it's a good company, man. You know what?
Like, I'm telling you,
it would go out of business.
This is how I know it was a great company, because when people were trying to boycott it, people are such great fans that they stood in line. I stood in line for an hour. just to prove a point, just to say, no, we will support these traditional family values.
Yeah, that.
You know, and anyway, so I know we got off tangent on that one. All right, so another one. What was the other one?
Oh, about Will and Grace, angry Ooh. Over Hollywood Trump fundraiser. Yeah,
okay, so set all, this one up, Tim. What's going on?
Go ahead.
So, you know, this was part of page six news at the New York Post. But basically what came out of it is stars from the NBC series Will and Grace are upset about an Emmy week fundraiser in Beverly Hills for President Trump next month, and vow to name and shame anyone who dares to show up, hoping to blacklist participants from working in Hollywood.
What?
Right there, that's a problem. Then, quote, please print a list of all attendees, please. The public has a right to know, Deborah Messing tweeted last Friday, in response to a Hollywood report of the upcoming event. This is a problem, ladies and gentlemen, that they are trying to shame other actors for supporting Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah. And these
this
are the,
is bullshit.
Yeah, these are the people that talk about tolerance and quote-unquote love Trump's hate, but the second someone supports something that they don't agree with, they pull out their pitchforks and they're going to have a good old mob intimidation.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Okay. And it's disgusting.
So the first question I have is, when the did they cancel Will and Grace?
No. So they canceled and brought it back. No, they brought it back.
Ago, right?
They brought it back because it was popular.
Back?
It was a great. I used to laugh at that show, but now I can't. Look, yeah, let me tell you something. This shit is getting out of control. This
I
is
watched
getting,
a couple episodes and I just yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah, this is getting out of control.
I only like the Mexican maid. What was her name?
I have no idea.
What's her name? Had the Mexican maid. I forget her name.
I think I tried watching an episode or two, too. And it was,
not that
so
good.
So this goes to show you.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to believe in anything except for what these people want. If I support somebody and I'm in Hollywood or I'm at work or wherever, why is it a problem? Why do you got to be shamed? Do I shame you for saying, well, I support LGBTQ?
You
right.
shame
no.
everybody. Oh
no! Yeah, I talk shit about my friends because when they do dumb shit, I'm gonna call it out. But I don't shame somebody for saying, "Hey, you want to go support LGBTQ? Cool." I'm not gonna say I'm gonna burn you or anything right. like that.
See,
but if I say I support Donald Trump, oh, you're a piece of shit. You're a Nazi. You're this. You're that. Fuck you. This is why people get upset.
What they were doing, both her and I don't know what the other Eric something.
Eric McCormick.
What they were asking for is a list. Mm-hmm. Okay, now. We all know this is a blacklist, right? What they're trying to do is they're trying to say, hey, give us a list of the celebrities that our fans
supporting Trump
should go out and protest, should shame, should
exactly.
do this, should do that too. Now, hold on. What I wanted to say is this. So, because she tweeted this, right? And so in the tweets, I see a response. And the majority of the responses are just, you know, accusing her of McCarthyism, of telling her what were you trying to accomplish here by doxing people, anyways. So then somebody posted a list of the celebrities that are going to go. Now I'm going to read to you guys because some of these celebrities, honestly, these are the only ones that I can tolerate watching their movies lately. Like as the pendulum is swinging in Hollywood far left. You know, I can't tolerate a lot of celebrities anymore. Now, and so I'm going to read you a list of some of these. Kelsey Grammer. I like Kelsey Grammer. Tim Allen. I like his.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
James Wood. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Clint Eastwood.
Hell yeah.
Clint Eastwood's chair. You remember that one? Okay, I'll tell you that one.
They're actually.
Remember his chair?
Are they actually going?
Yeah, of course.
Are they, yeah, these are the people
yeah.
supporting
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Grant Torino, right?
Scott Baio. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Is going to a Trump fundraiser?
Oh, yeah.
To a Trump fundraiser.
Really?
And Kanye West. Yeah.
Really? I'm shocked about The Rock because I thought he was against Trump.
No.
I thought he wanted to run to... I'm even more... I'm actually shocked about Arnold Schwarzenegger because they were going back and forth talking shit.
But no, come on. He's a Republican.
But that just goes to show...
Yeah.
I mean, so The Rock, the number one grossing actor...
Right now, he's
right
the biggest.
Now he's bigger than Hollywood. He's bigger than Hollywood because this guy's a genius. the way he's marketed and got into all this crap besides movies.
Yeah,
you're gonna blacklist him.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna blacklist. First of all,
good luck.
Go. Good luck going up to him and saying, "Hey, I'm gonna kick the shit out of you." Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. You know what he's gonna do?
Smash.
He's like, "Look what the Rock is cooking."
Yeah.
You know, here's what
the smackdown on his candy ass.
You know what? I'm gonna ask. What is her name? Deborah Messing. Deborah Messing.
I used to think she was hot. Now she's just a twat.
Deborah Messy all over. I'm gonna ask her
all
this.
Over her face.
Why isn't she calling for the list of perverts and child molesters in Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you should be calling to?
She's probably
especially
one
after
of them.
This Jeffrey Epstein bullshit.
They're fucking
nuts. But nothing, homie. No. That's what she should be calling, is bring me a list of all the child molesters, of all the fucking people who are groping out there. You know what I mean? Like, that's what she should be calling. But nothing. Silence. Right. Cowards.
Right. They're cowards,
so
right?
So this reminds me, we're talking Hollywood, right? I'm starting to become a real big fan of trolling Alyssa Milano. Not commenting on her stuff.
She brought it on herself.
No, not commenting, but just literally watching how dumb she is. So she actually tweeted, I wish I had the Chromecast, whatever. It says, "Take note, America. This is what fighting for critical change looks like. Hashtag free Hong Kong." And she shows all the Hong Kongers out there, you know, protesting China. So Mindy Robinson, who I'm a fan of because she trolls the shit out of people. She's a beautiful Republican girl.
Okay.
Go look her up on Twitter.
I will.
She goes, "They're fighting against a fascist government and lamenting the fact that they don't have the Second Amendment to protect them. You really want to go there, Puck Bunny?"
Shots fired.
Yeah, and then like Ashley St. Clair, like she chimed in and goes, like she's like, basically, she's like, they want to be like America, dum-dum. You know what I mean? Like, they're waving American flags.
They're
like,
wanting to be America.
They're wanting to be America.
The country you hate.
The country you're trying to change and hate, they are singing the national anthem. You guys kneel for the national anthem. They are singing it. And what do we know?
Yep.
Trump don't trust China. China asshole.
China asshole. Okay, hold on. Here's one question, or actually one fact, and this is something that should send chills down everybody's back, is in history, the people who have called for lists have always been tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So they can identify them and go after them. This is what they've done throughout history. And so, you know, you look at this and you're like, oh, it's just dumb Hollywood. No, it's this mentality. We need a list of people who we can hate. What? No. You know what? If your ideas are so great, sell your ideas. Why do you need lists of people who you can intimidate?
So go ahead. This LGBTQXYZ movement.
Just say what it is. LGBTQ.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This movement reminds me a lot of Scientology. You remember 20 years ago in LA, if you said anything bad about Scientology, your career was over.
I don't remember this.
Yeah,
that was just during the Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
And there was
all of them.
They were doing blacklists. If you said anything bad about Scientology, you were on a blacklist. And it got to the point where people were just like, you know what? Fuck you. You guys are a bunch of bullshit motherfucking idiots. And have you heard anything about Scientology in the last 10 years?
No, in fact, I mean, they made fun of
this LGBTQ movement. Is the same thing.
They're going to become parody.
They're
I don't think
strong
so.
Arming people, and eventually they're going to be like, you know what, you guys fucked yourselves out.
You know
Goodbye.
What, Jeremy, you made a great point because here is a guy, and honestly, if you looked at that parade, we're going to talk about the straight pride.
That's
parade,
what I wanted
real quick. But don't help me not forget, because I want to show you guys a video of how the media helps the Democratic Party. This is a really funny video. Anyways, but talking about going on what you just said, which is. The LGBTQ community, you know, just moving into this direction. So straight pride happened over the weekend, and I'm going to show you guys some of these videos. But so who was opposing them? The LGBT community came out in full force. Antifa came out in full force to oppose this party. There were more people protesting straight pride parade than people who showed up to actually
march in
the straight parade. And so again, these are the people who are asking for tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
They want tolerance, but yet they can't allow straight, which is the majority. Aren't straight people the majority?
I believe so.
Wait, so you're accepting of of everything else but the majority. Right. They're not accepting. So go ahead, Tim.
So before you show the video, because you know, I spent the weekend following this, one of the things, one of the pieces of propaganda they were handing out is basically saying straight sex is rape.
What?
Sex with hold on. Sex with whites is white supremacy. Let me ask you a question. When you look at most of Antifa, most of them are
they're
white.
They're all white.
Straight white men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, with guilt, I've not seen Antifas of any
So basically, if they're having sex, so basically, so they're raping people, apparently, because they're straight.
Raping white supremacists.
Where do they get that argument from?
So this is what they say.
No logic.
Because to combat straight pride parade, because it's all bigots and Trump supporters and KKK people, apparently, even though there was a lot of, you know, people from the LGBTQ community there.
It was hosted by a guy that was gay, I thought.
Yeah, Milo.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. Once again, Jeremy, it says straight sex is rape. Sex with whites is white supremacy.
Right. I heard that. Flyer
that's not inclusive.
And that's I saw that.
To straight people or Caucasians. White supremacy is no good.
No means no, Jeremy.
What does that argument mean?
Nothing. This is what I'm saying. These guys are fucking idiots. These guys waste their damn time protesting and causing violence because they have an agenda. Their agenda is to bring socialism and anarchy and everything that everybody hates. And we fought for so many years in wars and all this shit to stop. But these fucking cocksuckers want to ruin everybody's fucking day because you don't believe with them. You know what? Come to my fucking house. I will fucking take a brick and smash it in your fucking face, you piece of shits. Because I'm tired of it. All right. Every fucking week. Fucking week, these little fucking pussies are fucking doing shit. Take down the mask. Put your fucking fists up. You want to throw fucking concrete? All right, cool. How about I throw a fucking bulldozer at your ass and fucking bury you in the fucking desert, you fucking little cunts. That's what they are. They're fucking little cunts. And you know what? The fucking news does nothing about it. The fucking CNNs, they go, oh my God, look at the fucking anti-fucking gay people. No, we're not fucking anti-gay people. We're fucking anti-socialism. We support a fucking president that says, make this fucking country great again. What's so fucking wrong with that?
Nothing.
Making the country great again is being inclusive to where you could be fucking gay, fucking asexual, bisexual, limbsexual. I don't fucking know, but you can go do whatever the fuck you want. In a fucked up society, guess what? You're next. You give up every right. Somebody comes to you and says, I don't like gay people. They're going to kill you. I don't like trannies. They're going to kill you. They don't like people with religion. They're going to kill you. And you know why? Because you want to give up your fucking Second Amendment and your freedom of fucking speech? Go fuck yourself, fucks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is going to be fun editing.
sorry.
Preach it, Tim.
This has been.
Preach it, Tim.
Look, here's the deal.
And Tim's got a point. Every week, we sit down and do this show twice a week.
Yep.
And for the last 8 months, all it is are these people trying to destroy what we believe in,
right?
What the country is founded on, and it's getting tired. It's getting old.
Right.
It's getting boring, and Tim is obviously tired of putting up with it. I'm pretty damn close to tired of this shit because I sit down and I ask the question, well, why do they think that way? And the answer is there's no reasoning behind it. Zero reason.
So here's the thing. Those people, they won't come do this in red states. Now, here's one thing that I want to show you guys, which is awesome. I love watching this, which is the difference between the San Francisco Police Department and the Portland Police Department. And the Boston Police Department, because I'm gonna show you this.
Well, is that the parade?
Made me
This LOL. Is great. This is great.
I'm gonna show you this video.
All these videos with the cops crack me up.
Okay, so the Boston Police Department trolled these people so hard it was hilarious, dude. And it's just fun to watch. Okay, so just watch this part. They have their sirens in full blast. Full blast.
Look at that. Look at that little bitch right there.
So they're just drowning out their hate. Look right there. This guy's going to try to cross and the cop scares him. Watch.
They're not used to this. They're not used to this. Noise pollution.
Look at this right here. This guy's going to try to cross. This is the greatest thing ever. Look at the girl.
She's like, this bitch is looking for a safe space.
It's too loud for me to feel triggered. Scared the shit out of that guy. I love it.
The whole time.
All right.
You got other ones, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Put up the one when the guy tried crossing him and the cop beat the fuck out of that guy. Did you see that one?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, wow. So I'm gonna show. I'm gonna keep going down. Okay, so.
So to be fair to the cops, real quick, to be fair to the cops, they were there doing their job correctly. The protest, the anti-protesters, they had until 4 o'clock. Their permit was good till 4. So they made sure everything was good. 4 o'clock comes.
I'm sorry. Antifa had a permit
So you have to protest. You have to have that permit to protest, right?
Really?
Yes. Well, yes. Yeah. You always have that. No matter what, capitalism says you have to, you know, and big government says you have to pay to do anything.
This is in the liberal side.
Yeah. But anyway, real quick. Yeah. So they upheld it. 401 came. They decided... Oh, we're going to keep going and we're going to, you know, start encroaching into areas we shouldn't. Oh, yeah. You don't fuck with Boston PD, man. And the Stadies? Oh, no.
See if you can find it. So I'm going to cover this point here. So this is a tweet that I read. So the Boston Police Union this is the union, right? Unions are not known to be lean right.
Yeah. Right?
This is a Boston Police Union and they're calling for the full prosecution of 36 Antifa that were arrested at the protest.
I call for that as well.
Can we get a list going?
This is something interesting now. This is the opposition from the mayor. The mayor is concerned about the police misconduct. Meanwhile, there were 4 cops that were injured while these Antifa fucks were hurling objects.
I'm confused. Police department I didn't see any misconduct.
There wasn't.
So yeah, that's my point. There wasn't. Right?
So that's the video that Tim's looking for.
So you got to go to Elijah Schaefer from 3 days ago. This guy's great, man. I give him a lot of credit because he runs with them when they're doing all their stuff. He runs with the Antifa and he's videoing them and he's somehow alive. You know what I mean? So this is definitely somebody I recommend following.
I'm following.
So keep going down. Right there. That one right there. So basically, they crossed the line and Boston, you know, PD.
They don't fuck around.
Not having it.
Then you can't cross the line. Yeah. You
can't put your hands on me. You can't do nothing. I am a public servant. You're not allowed to put your hand on a cop.
Good. See, and this is what the Portland PD won't do.
No, because...
The mayor doesn't let them.
And again, the cops on the East Coast... They have bad, you know, they're not happy. You look at NYPD, they hate fucking,
they're grumpy.
De Blasio. Because, you know, they're looking for people that will allow them to enforce the law. I'm not a bitch.
Yeah. All right.
Out of control, guys. I'm glad. This is an example, but this is what I'm afraid of.
So did you know that the Squad of Rejects is raising money to free some of these Antifa thugs that were arrested?
You're talking about like on bail?
On bail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me show you this shit.
That's great. Bail them out of jail, and when they go to court, they're going to be found guilty, and they're going to go to prison anyway. So they're wasting their money.
Somebody did a little thing about this.
Federal charges.
They're raising money, dude. AOC and the squad is raising money. How do these people watch these videos and say, oh yeah, look, those are some good civilians. Let's go out and protect them. They don't.
I don't.
You know what they're doing?
I don't understand. I don't understand any of this anymore. It just doesn't make any sense.
It benefits them to have chaos. It benefits them because that's the quickest way that they can bring on socialism. You create chaos in a society and you break.
It's not going to happen.
I honestly think they're doing a disservice because, you know, a lot of my liberal friends that are in the middle, right? They go, we don't condone this. But now what's happening is they're speaking for that party. People are going, that's not my party. I don't condone
it's
that.
No one's party.
But now what happens is to fight it, everyone's like, oh, fuck this shit. What's the lesser of two evils? This or Donald Trump?
We'll see on vote day.
What is it? November? What is it this year? November?
Next year.
Next year.
Six.
It's November 6th of 2020.
Okay. So, I mean, Look, and these people, these are the same people who are calling for gun control anytime they see something.
It's not going to happen.
It's not, hopefully it doesn't, but
no, I mean, it's not going to happen. There's no way in hell America's going to give up their guns.
They're not. They're not. No, and I'm going to show you something that happened. I don't know where this happened. I'm thinking this is the UK, but this is something. If you don't have the stomach for it, please don't watch it.
What is it?
So this is
the guy getting stabbed.
This is a little kid being stabbed in the face.
Why?
This is again because people who are calling for gun control
in the UK.
I think this is. I don't know if where this is at. Honestly, I don't know. But I saw this video.
So yeah. So basically, this Antifa thing. They show up to relatively peaceful, you know, gatherings or peaceful. I should say peaceful gatherings, and they basically turn them into violence. And eventually, and I know Tim has brought this up before. Eventually, the people who are there to protest peacefully, it's going to turn violent. There's going to be people there with guns, and it's going to break down very, very quickly.
Antifa is going to be the one that starts coming with guns. After what just happened to them in Boston, they're going to start weaponizing even more with, oh, you have batons? Oh, I'm going to come with my shit now that's better than batons, right? Oh, you have a Glock? I'm going to come with an AR. I guarantee eventually... one of these protests is going to end in bloodshed, not fights, but true bloodshed, death.
Right.
They're going to spin it. Oh, look, the military, police, and all that.
Like,
you know,
we saw a few weeks ago, or a few episodes ago, they're throwing concrete rocks at people.
That's how it starts. That is
more dangerous. Well, it's just as dangerous as shooting at somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. They're out of control, and they need to to do something about this because it's ridiculous.
If you can't stomach this, don't
watch. Oh, she didn't stab him.
If you can't stomach this, don't watch this.
She smacked him.
No.
No, she stabbed him?
Stabbed him.
I watched this like 10 times.
It's a knife.
Oh, I didn't see him stab this.
So this is what's crazy about this. This actually happened in Georgia. So it's not here in America.
Georgia, the country Georgia?
The country Georgia, yeah.
Okay.
And so what you're going to see is how quickly... things and the fact that nobody here has a gun, it just fucking angers me. But just watch this.
What was the reason?
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
Oh, I thought she put her hand in the kid's face and then pulled out a knife.
No, watch this shit. Right when she hits the kid in the face, she stabbed the kid in the face. So there's the parents walking their kids. Crazy ass bitch. Oh, they don't show it. She's trying to stab the other kid.
Oh,
and look,
shit.
Look, she has a knife right in her hand. Her husband goes after her. Look, you're going to see the knife in her hand clearly. And she tries to swipe at him. And then right there, look, you see that knife? Look how big that knife is.
No, so I saw her pull that out after. I didn't realize she had it out.
She had that knife.
Oh,
so this video doesn't show what she did.
We get the idea.
But honestly, look, if you, I saw the original video.
Yeah, I saw the original
video. And the original video is you see her go like that to the kid's face. Just
slice them.
Go like that. Like,
for what? What reason? Just arbitrary walking down the street.
Do crazy people have to have a reason? That's what I'm saying. They're fucking crazy. There's no logic to it. What you know where the logic is if that father had been carrying a gun, believe me, two in the head.
Look at the video. Look at the other video I sent you guys over the weekend.
Because you don't know. I don't even know how many people that women went out and stabbed. Yeah. After that,
it's crazy,
ridiculous.
This is why, you know. Thank God we live in a red state where you can, you know, open carry or conceal carry. You can,
yeah. But think about it. That video I sent you guys over the weekend was out in South Philadelphia, at a Metro PCS store.
Yeah,
Robert came in, threw like a wallet or something on the thing, and had a gun in his hand. The guy behind the counter had his concealed weapons license. Had a gun on him, pulled it out. He literally popped. Yeah. He popped two in his chest, and then he unloaded the clip on him.
Yeah,
dude died. And you know, good thing is, he's not going. He's not being charged with anything.
One side of the story.
Yeah, the video showed it all.
Yeah,
the video showed it all.
Meanwhile, there are people who are commenting on that, saying, "Oh, he went. He shouldn't have gone too far. He killed the guy. You know what, homie?
The guy had a gun in his hand.
That's
what they don't understand. When a criminal comes with a gun." You don't know what they're going to do. You think they're going to, if they shoot you once, you don't think they're going to unload a clip? No. If you come with a weapon, I got a weapon. Guess what? I protected myself, and it's a dog-eat-dog world. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why I tell people, if you're going to pull out a gun on someone, you better be willing to pull that trigger, because you know why? That person might have one too, and guess what? He's going to pull that trigger.
Because people that do people that are carrying guns, that are proper gun owners, they know somebody pulls a gun on me. Yeah, I'm shooting to kill. I'm not shooting to.
Yes.
No, it's my life or your life. Because at that point, that's like that Aaron Burr shit. You know, you pull out, we're gonna duel. Yeah. We're gonna duel, and guess what? You're gonna be like this with a gun, and I'm gonna pull it out, and I'm gonna pop two in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, folks. I think we
pop a cap in his ass.
We went a little bit over, but I think we're gonna close it out.
Yep. Hold on.
What?
I want to read something.
Timmy tweets. Hey,
No.
Real quick, while he's looking that up, did you guys see that Walmart has decided they're no longer going to sell handgun ammunition?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm going to say.
If that's the case, if that's the case, then you know what? Boycott Walmart.
Yeah.
I don't go there anyway because that's for fucking.
The only reason why I go to Walmart is to buy bullets. So I guess I'm not going to Walmart anymore.
People of Walmart. I want to do a whole episode on the people of Walmart.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Salty Show. No, we're doing that Fridays.
When we have time.
Thank you for joining us. This has been The Salty Show. Find us on the social media platforms. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. Tim, where are you posting at now?
Just Instagram. It's a lot to maintain. One person maintaining social media.
The social media master here. Anyway,
so many
again,
porn sites. You can't handle them all.
Yeah. Give us a follow, a like, share some of the content. And join us next time on The Salty Show.
Boycott Alyssa Milano and the Squad of Four.
See y'all next
time. Go buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yes.
Support your chickens.
All right. Adios, everybody.
Bye.